Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, and Jacqueline Hellier is joining us now, a sex therapist. We're talking about intimacy today, Michael.
We sure are. Welcome to the show, Jacqueline.
Hi, good to be here again.
Jacqueline, I have to ask you, intimacy. Mm. Now, how do people look at that? Because in the old days, these celebrities that we used to idolise had double lives in the 1920s and 30s, had one life and then they had another life. Mm. Is that because they were seeking intimacy from somebody different that could give them what they wanted? Is that what it's all about?
Well, yes, I think it's very much a part of everybody's psyche is that we do want to be intimate with someone and to be able to completely open up and feel present with them.
But you know, when you meet someone, intimacy is alive and well then, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. But at the same time, it's all about discovering each other, right? So when you first meet someone, just finding out that they've got three brothers and a dog is kind of like, wow, gosh, really? Beautiful. Yes, so do I. You have to be careful that you don't confuse discovery and intimacy. Discovery is part of intimacy, but it's not the whole thing.
I'm going to be really brave and put it out there. I think a lot of men, I think we struggle with that.
I think that the genders tend to come at it differently.
Yeah.
And I think that old thing that men need sex to be intimate and women need intimacy to be sex has a ring of truth in it. So, for instance, one thing that I often say to couples is, you know, like once the kids are in bed and so forth, don't veg out in front of the television for 3 hours. Actually make a cup of tea, take it into the bedroom, sit on the bed or couch if you've got a couch in your bedroom, if you've got a boudoir, and actually hang out together. That is a very intimate experience. You're in your own special space. It's important that your bedroom is a place where the two of you can retire to. It's like your sanctuary.
Mm.
Yep. Leave the cares of the world behind. The kids are in bed. They're okay. You know, and it's just sort of some time for just you and me. And then you might well segue into some lovemaking, or you might not. But the thing is, that experience is actually very intimate. An intimate thing between the two of you.
Well, what happens if you've got Neil Diamond playing in the background, Love on the Rocks, you know?
That'll kill it every time.
Yeah, look, if people have lost the ability to enjoy each other's company, right, then you need to start saying, well, why? You know, like at one stage we had that factor. Mm. We need to actually rekindle it. And that can be by doing some interesting things together. Because if your life has become nothing but who's ferrying the children to which activity and, oh, my God, how are we going to pay the mortgage?
Yeah.
No one's going to be able to feel like, you know, lovemaking or sex or being intimate because it's just dull, Phil. If your relationship has got to that point, then you need to say, okay, we really need to make some changes here. Go and do a cooking class together. So we've got something else that we can do on our own, something we've got in common, something that we can talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
You do cooking and I'll go off and do roller skating or something, you know?
And then you can reinvigorate things differently.
Yeah. Mm. Like to go back to that thing about the discovery when you're in a new relationship, because that's why a new relationship is so exciting, because there's so much newness and there's so much different, you know? Like you are actually discovering the person. If you've got to the point where there's nothing to discover, well, then it does become dull.
Mm. The interest is gone. And you must see lots of people in that boat.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. It's so common.
So what can people do to reinvigorate maybe some intimacy in their life if they're at that level?
Yeah, well, one of the things is actually do some cool stuff together, whether it is a cooking class or, you know, going to the movies or, I mean, you'd be amazed how many people don't ever do anything together, you know, but, you know, through to maybe read some erotica together while hanging out, having a cup of tea in your boudoir in the evening.
Yeah.
You know, depending on where you're at, but most importantly, it's actually finding time in the day to connect. Hey, hi. Remember me? I remember you.
She's doing it now. She's doing the psychology. Hey, Jacqueline, thanks for joining us on today's show.
Always great advice, Jacqueline. Always good.
Terrific.
We're very intimate with the audience at the minute here on Mind Food Radio, so we'll talk to you next time.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.